This is Rock and Roll Radio.
From 10 to 11 p.m. every Friday and Saturday on Easy FM. All about rock.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
When you're recording an album, are you using some musicians to play real instrument?
No. I mean, it happened a few times, specific times. On my last album, like we had, when I worked with Soulwax, we had some, I mean, Dave and Steph from Soulwax, they can play some parts. Gonzalez played some piano parts on the last record. And we had a friend, do you know this band Das Pop?
Yeah,
Bent, who's the singer of Das Pop, he played drums. He's a very good drummer. He did drums. So we had a few people who came and played specific instruments on the last album, but in general, no. You know, it's happened a few times, but those are the exceptions.
下面我们听到的是 Tiga 在2009年推出的第二张专辑 Child 当中的最后一首作品，和来自比利时的 Soulwax 以及来自加拿大的钢琴演奏家 Chili Gonzalez 合作的 Love Don't Dance Here Anymore.
As the last record plays, as the last record fades, at the end of the night.And it used to feel like home, but now I'm on my own. As they turn on the lights, love don't dance here anymore. No more magic on the floor, found a new place to goLove don't dance here anymore. And posters on the wall from a time I had it all. But we don't play those songs anymore. Needle in the groove, I used to love to watch you moveI know you like to watch me too. Love don't dance here anymore. No more magic on the floor. Found a new place to go. Love don't dance here anymore.
Thank you.
I like the idea of real musicians, but I don't end up liking the sound. I usually prefer to go back to electronic instruments.
Yeah, like Sovax and the LCD sound system, the real band to play electronic music that way. And what do you think about that? Do you ever thinking about you form the band?
Well, I've thought about forming a band for performance, you know, more to bring the music to life, to do a live performance. For the actual sound, for Sovax, it works amazing, you know, that's their thing. And for LCD, well, I think they're like the best band in the world, you know, and it works amazing. For me personally, and I've worked with James and I work with Sovax, for me still, it's not my, it's a little too, too natural, too organic. I like it a tiny bit more electronic, robotic, a little bit, just a little bit more on that side. Especially like bass, yes. Things like that, you know.
I really love the track Pressure from the Bass, because bass is the most important instrument for electronic music, and for funk, disco.
Yeah. You make a track about bass. That's really interesting.
Well, I think a lot of Miami bass music and some of the American, Miami bass stuff, they talk about bass and some hip-hop but they used to also, older acid house. I think a lot of the American guys, early acid house, hip house, Miami bass, they would talk about it. Even early hip hop, you know, Public Enemy, you know, they started the song with bass, How Low Can You Go, you know. I think it used to be more of a little bit more common. And for me, the idea for that track, the vocal idea, I don't know, they just happen, you know. It's very hard to... The ideas for the songs just happen very quickly. I don't know where. But I do know that for me, bass line, making a bass, the sound and the bass line, is the most important part of any track. Because without a good bass line, your track falls apart. And also, sometimes you have bass lines that they get too boring, you know? They're too complicated or something about them. You know, a bass line you have to be able to listen to it forever and it still sounds good.
Pleasure from the bass, you need a place to call your own. I am the one and only son. You are someone to call my own. I see the people that you find, wherever you may be. I live filling up my soul, my curiosity. I get pleasure from the bass, you need a place to call your own. I am the one and only son. You are someone to call my own. I see the people that you find, wherever you may be. I live filling up my soul, my curiosity. I get pleasure from the bass, you need a place to call your own. I am the one and only son, you are someone to call my own. I see the people that you find, wherever you may be. I live filling up my soul, my curiosity. Pleasure from the bass, you need a place to call your own. I am the one and only son, you are someone to call my own. I see people that you find, wherever you may be. I live filling up my soul, my curiosity.
When recording this track, is the bass is played by the keyboard?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's you play that?
Yeah, we usually do it on the computer, depends. Pleasure from the Bass was just on the computer, you know, a soft synth. You just program it. Usually you just program a few. I usually do it with my mouth, bom, 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 whatever. And then you copy it on the keyboard, and then, you know, and then you put the MIDI notes, and then it's easy to, you know, you move them around. A lot of it's by accident. A lot of it is just trying things, and then by accident something sounds very good. You know, I'm not a real musician. It's not like I don't wake up in the night it doesn't, it's not like that. I don't write something next to the bed. It's just, it kind of, but you know, the most important thing when you're making music, you have to know when it's good. You have to know when to stop, you know, say, okay, I wrote the lyrics. That one happened very fast. Usually the lyrics happens very fast. You get an idea, you know, usually you get one phrase, one good sentence, and then you fill in the rest. That one's
base, a place to call your own. One and only son, someone to call my own. I see the people that you find, wherever you may be, filling up my soul, my curiosity. Pleasure from the base, a place to call your own. One and only son, someone to call my own. I see the people that you find, wherever you may be, filling up my soul, my curiosity. Pleasure from the base, a place to call your own. The one and only son, someone to call my own. I see the people that you find, wherever you may be, filling up my soul, my curiosity. Pleasure from the base, a place to call your own. The one and only son, someone to call my own. I see the pleasure that you find, wherever you may be, filling up my soul, my curiosity.
是 Tiga 在2004年的一首单曲 Pressure from the Bass。 从黑人 funk 音乐到 disco 音乐， Bass 是舞曲音乐的传统，也是电子音乐当中最重要的音乐元素。这首 Pressure from the Bass 是 Tiga 专门为 Bass 创作的一首歌曲。 Tiga 本人最喜欢的 bassline 是 Daft Punk 的 Around the World， 还有 The White Stripes 的 Seven Nation Army， 80年代的黑人 funk 乐队 The Gap Band 的You Dropped a Bomb on Me， 以及 Prince 的经典歌曲 Controversy。
What is your favorite bassline?
Well, Around the World, Daft Punk is an amazing one. Seven Nation Army, White Stripes is a very good one. I wish I made. I like, you know the song You Dropped a Bomb on Me? This one? Bomb, 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 that's a good one. Controversy by Prince is a very good one. For me, that's like perfect track. It's just bass is so strong that it can go all the way through it.
Controversy. black and white. I wish there were no reasons.
It's like a disco principle, you know. That's how disco tracks are built.
Yes, of course. Very good one. Yeah,
but those tracks also, those ones, they last forever because it's a very basic. Yeah, another one bites the dust. Good one.
Let's go. He walks slowly down the street with the brim pool way down low. No sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? How long can you stand the heat? And it's time for the bullets to rip up to the sound of the beat. Look out! Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
It's the same with any creation, writing a book or designing a building or anything. You know, certain certain things last better than others. I mean, obviously, the most important thing is you can't... The most important thing is that you're not trying to make something fashionable. Mm-hmm. You know, when you make it, you can't be following trends. You know, you can't, you know... I don't know, last year, if all of a sudden, if you try to make a dubstep record, obviously in 5 years, you're going to sound like an idiot because it's artificial. It's not. So you have to, my favorite expression is that even a broken watch tells the time twice a day. You know?
Yeah, I have to think about that.
Well, even if your watch doesn't work, two times in the day, it tells the time. So that's kind of, you know, that's my proverb. It's my favorite expression because, you know, if you really make something you love and you just kind of are patient and you stick to it, the cycle around you will always move and catch up to you and then drift away from you. And, you know, it won't always be in fashion, but it comes in and out of fashion and then at least you stay sane and you stay happy, you know, you're not chasing somebody else's idea of what it should be. So
对于如何能够保持时尚而又不会过时， Tiga 有他的独家秘籍，就是即使是一块坏了的表，在一天里边也会有两次是正确的时间。他的意思是不要追赶时髦，以不变应万变才是永恒不变的法宝。再来听一首 Tiga 在2003年的单曲Hot in here. With a little bit of
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
What do you think about that?
I don't feel like a fashion icon tonight. I'm all cold and I don't know. Well, I think it's changed a lot. When I started, for me, the idea was, I thought it was interesting. It was fun for me to present myself as a bit of like a pop star, even if I wasn't a real pop star, just to present it that way, to make a little like make-believe world, you know. And people reacted well to it because a lot of the people making dance music, a lot of the DJs, there was none of that really. It wasn't, people were more, people were a little bit more generic, you know, they were kind of not hiding, but it was a bit more boring. There wasn't as much color and stuff. And so it worked really well and I enjoyed it and it was good for my career, you know. Now I think it's a little bit more common. Now every DJ and pretty much every artist has their fancy press photos and, you know, puts on a suit and looks like they're dreaming and, you know, everybody does. So now it's a little bit more common as an idea. But I think the fashion side is, it's the same as the music or the graphic design or anything you do. You know, you're trying to do things in an interesting way. And also, you want to look good, you know, that everybody wants to look good. You know, if you're going to be in a magazine or you're going to be on a record cover, you're trying to, for me at least, I wanted to look nice, you know. Thank you. It's a nice interview.
Tiga 不仅音乐时髦，人也非常时尚，他被称作是 DJ 当中的 fashion icon。今天节目最后，我们听到的是 Tiga 的 Don't Break My Heart， 这不是一首翻唱。